AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. A day after former President Donald Trump was convicted on all 34 felony counts in his New York hush money trial, defense attorney Todd Blanch was asked if DA Alvin Bragg will push for jail time.
I would hope not. You have, under the guidelines and the rules of the court and what normally would happen, President Trump would not face a day in prison. Putting aside the fact he was president of the United States, the conduct that we're talking about is 7, 8 years old, 9 years old. He's a grandfather, a husband, a father. He should not go to prison.
Blanch was on NBC's Today Show. Trump will be sentenced July 11th. He still faces 3 other felony indictments. France's interior minister says they foiled a plan to attack soccer events during the Paris Olympics. A man from Chechnya was arrested last week on suspicion of being behind the plan. The U.S. and a key ally will now both allow Ukraine to hit targets on Russian soil with weapons they provided. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Kyiv had been frustrated with restrictions on using Western weapons as Russia started hammering the Kharkiv border region from its own land. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Ukraine asked to use the weapons to target those troops in self-defense.
That went right to the president, and as you've heard, he's approved the use of our weapons for that purpose.
Germany is also on board. Kyiv's reaction?
I want to see in practice what will be.
Moscow is furious, with Putin's spokesman Dmitry Peskov saying it shows just how deeply the U.S. is involved in the war. NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg says Russia may be angry, but can only blame itself for invading Ukraine.
Self-defense is not escalation.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A price gauge closely watched by the Federal Reserve slightly cooled last month, a sign inflation may be easing. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Zutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are edging higher on Wall Street after the latest reading on inflation came in roughly as expected. That left open the question of when markets will get the lower interest rates they want so badly. The S&P 500 was 0.1% higher in the first hour of trading Friday. The benchmark index is still on track for its first losing week in the last 6. The Dow edged up 51 points. That's about 0.1%. The NASDAQ Composite was down less than 0.1%. Gap jumped about 20% after delivering stronger than expected results for its latest quarter. Treasury yields eased in the bond market after the inflation reading came in about as forecast. That cut into gains from earlier in the week for bond yields, which had hurt the stock market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note fell to 4.50%. Seth Zutel, New York.
Tesla is recalling more than 125,000 vehicles to fix a seatbelt warning system that may increase the risk of injury in a collision. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.